This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The trial of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich is underway in Russia. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, arrested in Russia on espionage charges, has appeared in court in Yekaterinburg for the start of his trial. The 32-year-old journalist appeared in the court in a glass defendant's cage with his head shaved and wearing a black and blue plaid shirt. Gershkovich was detained while on a reporting trip to the Ural Mountain City in March 2023. Russian authorities allege he was gathering secret information on orders from the CIA about a facility that produces and repairs military equipment, but authorities have not publicly disclosed any evidence to back up the accusations. He faces a sentence of up to 20 years. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This morning's court session ended after about 2 hours, and the next one will be August 13th. Gershkovich denies the charges against him. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange raised his right fist as he got off a plane in his home country of Australia this morning, just hours after pleading guilty to publishing U.S. military secrets in a deal with the Justice Department that sets him free. Earlier, the Australian Prime Minister said,
"Regardless of the views that people have about Mr. Assange's activities, the case has dragged on for too long."
President Biden is pardoning potentially thousands of former service members convicted of violating a military ban on consensual gay sex. The president says he's righting a historic wrong. The ban has since been repealed. And now the weather. The weather's been miserable for millions of Americans. There's the heat. It may hit 110 degrees in Las Vegas today. And the rain and the flooding. Thunderstorms possible today from the Mississippi Valley to the Northeast. This is AP News. Thousands of voters in Tennessee are being asked to prove they are citizens.
Tennessee's top election office sent letters to more than 14,000 registered voters asking them to prove their citizenship, a move that has alarmed voting rights advocates as possible intimidation. A spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office says that the list was developed after comparing voter rolls with data from the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security, and that some may not have been U.S. citizens when they obtained a driver's license or ID card, but have since been naturalized and likely did not update their records. The letter contains warnings that illegal voting is a felony and carries penalties of up to 2 years in prison. Democrats have long criticized the Secretary of State's office for its stances on voting issues in the Republican-dominant state, and some are asking for an investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.